Hi, I'm John Gunzel. Welcome to the first lesson in the Stories to Success Brilliant Branding Module. If you've ever wondered what your brand should be, how it helps you, or why you even need a brand for your business, we're going to cover that and so much more. Get ready for some fun, because by the time you're done, your clients will never forget you again. We've accomplished so much together this far in the Stories to Success system. We've learned how to get unstuck, found our purpose, discovered our ideal client, and learned how to use our story to connect with them. I think you can see how we are putting together all the components to build a wildly successful business based on the critical fundamentals most people miss. Now that we've learned to turn our ideal clients into raving fans, the last thing we want is for them to forget about us or stop at, "You've got my attention." We need a method to lock our image in their heads and keep ourselves at the top of their minds. Remember what we've learned in the last lesson in the story module: money follows the laws of attention. So we want to keep their attention on us and keep the lines of communication open. I think we can all agree it's great to be able to help a client by selling a single product to them. But where the real difference is made is being able to help that client solve problem after problem so they can continue to level up. When we are able to help our clients over and over again, they want to share their successes, and we need to have a way for them to do that. Our brand is what allows this communication to happen again and again. It makes us tangible so our clients can share our information as easy as passing a business card or sharing our name. So in this module, we're going to cover how to predict your very best brand name right from the start, how to custom create your brand in a way that ensures your 3% loves it and 97% are repelled, the perfect bait to use to attract even more ideal clients on automatic pilot, and finally, how to convert all this attention into cash with an exchange in abundance with our ideal clients. So let's take just a minute and understand why building a brand in this method is so important and exactly what it will look like. Can we all agree at this point that money is just the result of exchanging value with our clients? For example, if I own a laundromat and you need to do laundry, we'll exchange dollars for the use of my machines. The more times we exchange value with our clients, the more people we have helped and the more money we collect. So when you hear me talk about money, please know our focus is on helping our clients first, and the dollars only represent our exchanging value with our clients. That being said, our brand is what makes us a physical product to our clients that they can interact with. It gives them a central point of focus that represents us and is easy to remember. We don't want to be a passing idea or just another face in the crowd, or we will capture no money and no attention. Instead, we want to stick out like a sore thumb. We want to capture the attention of our clients and be remembered as the solution to the problem they face. When we solve a problem for our clients, that's our value, and they will exchange money for it. So the critical components of the brand we are going to build are: number one, choose a unique image that our clients can identify with so we can't ever be confused with someone else. Number two, create a way for our clients to have and share our business, something they can collect and own. Number three, open a direct line of communication with our clients that lets us get their attention anytime we want and lets them connect with us when they need us. And finally, number four, create a way to build our value in our clients' eyes to the point where taking action to exchange with us becomes a necessary pro-survival activity for them. Now, if that sounds a little overwhelming, rest assured, we're going to break it down step by step over the remaining lessons in this module. It's so easy when you see how to do it right. Follow the steps and you will be able to create an abundance of loyal followers who are excited to know you and fired up to have you be the solution to their problems. Now, one final point. As we learned in the story module, being honest with who we are is critical in creating long-term relationships with our clients. We want to live a congruent, integrated life where what we do and say is always a reflection of who we really are. So keep that in mind as we build this brand together. Nothing fake, nothing hidden. We want people to fall in love with the real us, not some version we throw together for the internet. Remember, our life happens for us, not to us, so this is our opportunity to use those blessings to help others find their blessings too. So your one action step for this module is to search your mind over and over, testing different possible brands, trying to guess what will make you stand out and be unique while not being cliche or picking something that doesn't resonate. Spend lots of money testing lots and lots of different ideas and logos so that you can be sure that what you're doing works. Oh, and make sure it will stand the test of time and be flexible enough to cover all your ideas for the rest of your life. It should allow you the ability to cover all of your products and move forward from business to business without losing a single customer. It should also encompass everything you stand for now and in the future. Or you could save yourself all that time and headache and just go on to lesson number two. Because I've already predicted the one single perfect brand for you, even down to the name and face of your business. How did I do it? You'll have to watch the next lesson to find out. The good news is, once you see it, it will become the most obvious and exciting choice you could ever make. So keep up the amazing work and get ready to get branded. See you in the next lesson.